Hello and welcome to GCSE English Literature Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most emotionally powerful poems in the OCR Love and Relationships cluster, William Wordsworth's A Complaint. Now, I know what you might be thinking. A complaint. Sounds a bit whiny, right? But trust me, this 14-line poem packs an absolute punch when it comes to exploring loss, change, and the devastating shift from spiritual connection to emotional isolation. And here's the thing. Examiners love this poem because it's deceptively simple on the surface, but incredibly rich when you dig into the extended metaphor and romantic context. So whether you're preparing for your component 02 exam or just trying to get your head around what Wordsworth is actually saying here, stick with me for the next 10 minutes. We'll break down the core concepts, explore the writer's methods, tackle those tricky exam skills, and I'll even throw in a quickfire quiz at the end to test your recall. Let's get started. Core concepts. 5 minutes. Right, let's start with the big picture. A Complaint is a romantic poem written around 1806, and it's all about the speaker's grief over a friendship that has fundamentally changed. Now, biographical context alert, many scholars believe this poem reflects Wordsworth's deteriorating relationship with Samuel Taylor Coleridge, his close friend and fellow romantic poet. But here's the crucial exam point. You don't need to write a biography of Wordsworth. What you do need to understand is how romantic poets valued intense personal emotion, the sanctity of friendship, and the idea that spiritual connection was just as important as romantic love. The poem is structured in 2 stanzas of 7 lines each, and this structure is key. Stanza 1 is all about the past, what the relationship used to be. Stanza 2 is about the present, what it has become, and the shift between them, that's where the emotional devastation happens. Let's talk about the central metaphor, because this is where marks are won or lost. Wordsworth compares the past relationship to a fountain, and I want you to really visualize this. A fountain is dynamic, right? Water is flowing, sparkling, catching the light. It's public, it's joyful, it's life-giving. Wordsworth describes it as living water. That word living is doing so much work. It suggests vitality, energy, constant renewal. The relationship was overflowing with spiritual richness. But then, and here's the gut punch, in stanza 2, that fountain has become a well. Not just any well, but a comfortless well. Wells are enclosed, hidden, dark. The water is stagnant, lifeless. The speaker says, the same dead scene. Notice that word dead. This isn't just a change, it's a kind of death. The relationship still exists in form, but all the life has drained out of it. Now, let's zoom in on some key quotes you absolutely need to memorize. First line, there is a change and I am poor. That opening is so direct, so blunt. The dash creates a pause. You can almost hear the speaker's resignation. And I am poor isn't about money. It's about emotional and spiritual poverty. He's lost something irreplaceable. Then we get, thy friendship oft has made my heart to ache. This is fascinating because ache suggests a dull, persistent pain, not a sharp, sudden hurt. This grief has been building. It's chronic. And finally, the closing lines. A comfortless and hidden well. A well of love. It may be deep. I trust it is, and never dry. What matter if the waters sleep in silence and obscurity? Okay, so even though the speaker acknowledges the love might still be there deep down, it doesn't matter, because it's hidden, silent, obscure. It's functionally dead to him. That rhetorical question, what matter, is so powerful. It's almost dismissive, but you can feel the pain underneath. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. All right, let's talk exam strategy, because this is where you turn understanding into marks. First up, this poem will always be compared with another poem from the cluster. You need to choose wisely. Neutral Tones by Thomas Hardy is a brilliant pairing because both explore the death of a relationship, but Hardy's tone is bitter and resentful, whereas Wordsworth's is melancholic and resigned. When We Two Parted by Byron also works well for exploring secrecy and loss. Here's a massive common mistake. Candidates identify the fountain and well imagery, but don't analyze what it means. Don't just say, Wordsworth uses a metaphor of a fountain and a well. Say, Wordsworth's extended metaphor traces the transformation from dynamic, life-giving connection to stagnant, hidden grief, mirroring the speaker's emotional descent from spiritual wealth to isolation. Another error, treating this as a romantic breakup poem. It's not. This is about friendship, about platonic love, and that's actually really important in the Romantic movement. Wordsworth and his contemporaries believed that deep friendship was a spiritual bond. So when you're writing about context, AO3, mention that Romantic poets elevated personal emotion and saw friendship as sacred. Time management. You've got about 45 minutes for this question. Spend 5 to 10 minutes planning your comparison. Make sure you're balancing your analysis. Don't write 3 paragraphs on a complaint, and then 1 rushed paragraph on your second poem. And here's a top-tier tip. Focus on the structural shift between the stanzas. Examiners love when you analyze structure, and the move from past tense to present tense, from memory to reality, is a gift for AO2. Quickfire recall quiz 1 minute. Right, quickfire quiz time. I'll ask 3 questions, pause the podcast, and see if you can answer them without looking at your notes. Question 1. What is the central extended metaphor in a complaint, and what does each part represent? Question 2. Identify the structural shift between stanza 1 and stanza 2 and explain its effect. Question 3. Name 2 poems from the cluster that would work well in comparison with a complaint and give 1 reason for each. Okay, how did you do? If you nailed all 3, brilliant, you're exam ready. If not, go back and review those sections. Summary and sign off. 1 minute. Let's wrap this up. A complaint is a deceptively simple poem that rewards close analysis. Remember, it's about the loss of spiritual connection in a friendship, not a romantic relationship. The fountain to well metaphor is your golden ticket to AO2 marks. The structural shift from past to present mirrors the emotional journey from richness to poverty. And when you're comparing, choose a poem that lets you explore tone, memory, or estrangement in a meaningful way. One final thought. Wordsworth's genius here is in the restraint. He doesn't rage or accuse. He simply observes the change and mourns what's been lost. That quiet devastation, that's what makes this poem so powerful. Thanks so much for listening to GCSE English Literature Essentials. If you found this helpful, make sure you're practicing those comparison skills and memorizing your key quotes. Good luck with your revision. And remember, examiners are looking for perceptive, critical analysis, not just feature spotting. You've got this. Until next time, keep reading, keep analyzing, and keep earning those marks. Bye for now.